This uprising in Egypt is still sending tremors throughout the surrounding region. In Iran, authorities are responding with a crackdown on the opposition. This morning, Iranian police forces stepped up their presence at the home of one of Iran's leading opposition figures, Mahdi Karoubi. His wife, Fatima, told the BBC that she's worried about armed officers outside. She said, if I left the house, I might not be allowed back inside. New York Times correspondent Neil McFarquhar has been in touch with Mr. Karoubi. He says that Karoubi embodies the contradictions inherent in Iran's opposition movement.
He's a former presidential candidate from 2009, of course, and before that he was the Speaker of the Parliament. You know, he's a senior cleric, so of course, you know, he's got a foot in the clerical camp that opposes the system, but he doesn't fully oppose the system. And I think the problem that the Iranian opposition has had is that they haven't quite figured out whether they want to completely reform the Islamic Republic or they want to dump that system. And, you know, since it's ambivalent, they've had a kind of hard time getting public support in the face of so much government oppression.
And is he under house arrest now?
So I talked to Mr. Karoubi earlier this week, and it was the first time he's given an interview to, you know, a foreign journalist via the web. You know, we did a video link up, which was great. I spoke to him for about 90 minutes, and he was very enthusiastic about the idea of calling for a march next Monday for the opposition to support the uprisings in Egypt and Tunisia. But he and the other opposition leaders were hoping this was going to put pressure on the government to allow for a march, because the government has expressed support for what's going on in Egypt. But it doesn't seem like they're going to get a permit at this point, and there are new reports that his children, his sons, were turned away from visiting him today. And I'm also hearing from people connected to the Green Movement that the top advisors of both Mr. Karoubi and Mir Hossein Mousavi, the other presidential candidate, were detained overnight. So it looks like the government is trying to thwart those efforts, and the public prosecutor says if anybody wants to march in solidarity with the Egyptians and the Tunisians, they can march on Friday, which is the official government anniversary of the 1979 revolution.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems as if, since the majority of Iranians are, what, under 30 years old, there is such a sense in many cases of affinity with the West and the idea of democracy. It would seem as if there must be some kind of underlying sentiment in favor of the protesters, young mostly, who are stepping out in Cairo. I mean, is that not considered a potent force right now in Iran?
I think the demands mirror each other in that it's a young population. The majority of the population in Egypt is also under 25. And, you know, people know how the rest of the world works. They sort of feel like they're falling behind. They've got educations, but they're not unable to find jobs. And they are internet savvy, and they see how the rest of the world works. And they just want the same. And so on that level, the demands are the same, but the two systems and two countries and two regions are not exactly alike.
Neil, there's a senior commander in the Revolutionary Guard. This is the group that crushed the 2009 protests, who had this warning for anyone who tries to rally next Monday. Seditionists, he said, are no more than a corpse, will severely crush any of their movements. I wonder if the Revolutionary Guard, who are part of the Iranian government, feel that way, that the protesters are seditionists, then why would the government even allow a permit for these people to come out?
I don't think the government will allow a permit ultimately. And, you know, the Revolutionary Guard, in a way, mirrors the Egyptian military in that both of them sort of feel like they own the country or they own their respective countries because, you know, they sacrificed for it and they, you know, created the revolution that overthrew the monarchies. But the Egyptian one has, of course, been around for 60 years, so perhaps its zeal has diminished, whereas that of the Revolutionary Guards only seems to grow all the time.
New York Times correspondent Neil McFarquhar. His most recent book is called The Media Relations Department of Hezbollah Wishes You a Happy Birthday, a book which, by the way, includes a chapter about the Muslim Brotherhood and a potential uprising in Egypt. Well done, Neil McFarquhar. Thank you.
Thank you.